Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Is your priority? Think about that. If you look at your activities that you do throughout a day, what are they based on? Do you get up and read God's Word? Do you get up and pray? What is your priorities? And the good thing I like about this is, I want to be clear here, is whenever you get saved, you are still seeking the Lord. Did you know that? When you get saved, you are still seeking the Lord. How do we know that? Because seek ye first the kingdom of God, that word means actively pursue. It also means to go after, and it's in its present tense, meaning continually. We are to continually to seek God. Now, in order to seek the kingdom of God, if you think about a kingdom, you must first seek the king. You can't have a kingdom without a king. Are you with me? So you must seek the king. And we know the king is Jesus Christ. Now there's two verses that I want you to write down, because they are powerful, that gives us the priority when Jesus says seek the kingdom of God, telling you that you need to seek the king first, and we'll see how this works together. Now these verses are Jeremiah 29:13. Let's take a look at that one. Jeremiah 20, I love this one. I actually use this one a lot when I'm witnessing out on the field. Jeremiah 29:13. Are we there? Now listen to this. Wow. And ye shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. A lot of people are not seeking God. They're holding back. They're not seeking Him with all their heart. They're seeking Him just with a little bit. And they'll never find Him. He said, you will only find me when you seek me with all your heart. Have you put it all in for Jesus? Because you must have that priority in your life that you're seeking Him actively. Now, a New Testament scripture is James chapter 4, verse 8. James chapter 4, verse 8. And we're talking about our priorities here, seeking the King. And it says here, draw nigh to God. And what will He do? He will draw nigh to you. Now look, He gives some instructions here. He says, cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your heart, ye double-minded. Wow. So He talks about the sinners, and then He talked about us being double-minded. We're trying to serve the Lord and the world at the same time. Double-minded. What is our priorities in our lives? Are we trying to seek the American dream only to find out that it's a nightmare? The American dream has you seeking things to obtain, to possess things. But in Christ, He tells you that all these things are temporary. What is your focus? What are you?
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, ministeroftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.